A reading from the book of Numbers. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to Moses, and took some of the Spirit that was on him, and put it on the 70 elders. And when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied. Two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad, and the Spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent, and so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, son of Nun, the assistant of Moses, one of his chosen men, said, "My lord Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit on all of them." A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward." The Gospel of the Lord. What is it about the human psyche that doesn't want others to have what we have? Is it about the power and privilege that we are able to hold over another? Is it one-upsmanship? Or is it a matter of trying to create a world order of our own making rather than of God's? Whatever it is, it seems to be a trait that has dwelt among humanity for millennia. In both today's first reading and the Gospel, we have stories demonstrating this very phenomena. In the first reading, Joshua was upset that Eldad and Medad were prophesying in the camp, even though they were not present in the tent with the 70 elders when God's Spirit was bestowed upon them. And in the Gospel, John was upset that there was someone expelling demons in Jesus' name who was not a follower of Jesus. Both Joshua and John wanted these offenses to be put to a stop. We need to be cautious, though, lest we think we have outgrown such behavior. There are people in our own church who have had the gift of preaching bestowed upon them by God, but they are not in the club, so to speak. Does their lack of ordination make their word any less effective? Or when the church stipulates, as it did in the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith assessment of the Leadership Conference of Women Religious in the United States, that the prophetic voice is regulated and verified by the church's faith and teaching office, does it mean that those who question or challenge the church, calling it to conversion, are essentially false prophets? Challenged, too, by these readings is the attitude that it is only the Christian faith, especially the Catholic Christian faith, that has the Spirit of God present within it. Is that to say that God has limited God's self within the confines of one faith tradition? Yet the Second Vatican Council clearly countered this belief in stating that other faith traditions also reflect elements of truth that are reflective of the Spirit of God. Neither Moses nor Jesus saw the situation with the same eyes as their followers. Instead, they rejoiced in the presence of the Spirit wherever it was exercised. "Would that all the people were prophets," said Moses. And Jesus proclaimed, "Whoever is not against us is for us." Today, we're invited in these readings to see with the same eyes of expansiveness, generosity, and inclusivity as Moses and Jesus. God's Spirit, wherever it is bestowed, is a gift for all who are open to its presence in their midst. To be blessed with God's Spirit, to have it bestowed on us and to live out of it, is not in order to demonstrate how holy we are, how good we are, how much we have it together, or that we're closer to God than others are. Rather, God's life, God's Spirit is given that it might be shared, not hoarded, that it might be celebrated, not condemned. The essence of God is to give life, and God continues to give life through the Holy Spirit. Would that we might recognize its presence wherever and whenever it blows. Would that we might celebrate God's world order in the making.